Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and of course we're getting ready for the Christina Liu show, but I have a question, and of course we don't have call-in, so it really makes no difference. 57 days ago and 308 days from now is what? Does anybody have an idea? Rebecca? Yes, Christina's birthday.
That's right, guys.
Absolutely.
Write it down.
But who's thinking about it? How are you, Christina?
Good. I'm very happy with this weather. I keep looking out the window.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. It really is. It's finally. Yes. But we haven't put a flower in a pot yet.
Uh-oh.
I know. It's like every weekend I'm saying, I got to do it. But hopefully this weekend we'll start. It doesn't take much, but the longer you put it off,
yes,
they don't grow and they don't look nice. Then it's hit. The summer's over. Anyway, what's going on around town, which is the main thing?
Yes. Well, you know, May has definitely been jam-packed. You know, it is Older Americans Month, May. So the supervisor has been going around to all different senior centers throughout the town. She was at Westbury Senior Center. She went to a New Hyde Park senior group and Mineola. And, you know, May is also, you know, for Town North Hempstead, Older Americans Month, which is just very fitting for the show.
Right.
And it's actually, you know, interesting because when I was doing the research on this, Older Americans Month has been a federal celebration, began in 1963.
Really?
Yeah, I had no idea it was going on so long. So Sue, the supervisor, went around. She thanked seniors for all their contributions, you know, in the town of North Hempstead. Because we happen, you know, not biased, but I think that there is an amazing, amazing group of seniors in this town who are just, I mean, we've had on the show, like just Shirley earlier has just been absolutely incredible. So.
Yeah, no, it's the truth. It's an amazing, it's 25% of the town, but they're active. Oh, they participate. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
That, you know, which is, and I know Project Independence has a huge number. We just passed the milestone.
Well, we're approaching.
Approaching, okay, yeah,
we're
okay.
We're approaching our 10,000th member. It should really be any day now,
okay.
Which is just an amazing thing. Like I said, I mean, I started when this program just began. So just seeing how it's transformed and just the people that are involved, it's just amazing. It blows my mind.
I'm involved with the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Shelter Rock, and I was at a meeting in Port Washington. We own the Hadley House, which is like a senior. 15 people signed up.
Wow. Yes.
Claudia was telling us because nobody had gone into them. And they went in.
Yeah.
And which is.
And we left because, like I said, I mean, Claudia is amazing. She goes around and presents to all different groups all over the place. And you're cracked up because it's just there's always someone who is a member, you know. And so each time, that's why it can't hurt to wherever you are, you know, just to spread the word.
And yesterday I was in Hillside, the Hillside Library. It was about 20 people. We did a seminar that was about, I think it was 20 people. Not quite. Maybe two or three weren't members.
Yeah.
Because I said, you know, I said, should I go there? I said, you know, whoever's a member of Project Independence, raise your hand.
Yeah.
Almost everybody did.
Right.
And they utilized the services, and it's
tremendous.
Because
I said, you know, we always say it's, you know, you don't necessarily need to be using the service right now. But, you know, it's free to sign up, so why not? There might be something, or whether it's a program. I mean, there's really something for everyone, so.
Well, all the programs, and you'll talk about them. That's the point. You call 311. There's basically something to do every day.
Yeah.
And which they said yesterday, we're in Hillside, but if you want to go to a program in Newcastle or you want to go to a program
absolutely.
In Mineola, you can.
You can go anywhere.
You go wherever you want to go in the town.
And that's really, it's really just a great program. And, you know, it ties into Older Americans Month, so.
That's a wonderful thing about North Hempstead, that we can go to various libraries, mm-hmm. and occasionally there are certain libraries that have preferences for people in their community, but you generally get in, and I can understand that. They pay the taxes.
Right.
You know, but I so enjoy the Manhasset Library. There are some very fine libraries.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there is. And that's what you said, their programming is just so vast, you know, so it's really wonderful. In addition, we always talk about on the show, we try to find things you could do with your grandchildren and just kind of the whole family can enjoy. And it's a very, for an important cause, is that this weekend there's going to be the Bullying Awareness Walk, and that's going to be at North Hempstead Beach Park. And it's just really an amazing inspirational program that goes on, and there's entertainment, you know, from students doing different musical performances. But it's students from East Williston, Roslyn, Carr Place, Westbury, Herricks, and Manhasset are all uniting to an effort to end bullying in schools, which I just think is, you know, an important, you know, I mean, it's especially now there's with social media. I mean, it's bullying. Terrible. You know, and we even with seniors, you know, we had an article in our last issue of The Pioneer about it, because there was a woman, and she reached out to her daughter, actually reached out to 311 and said, you know, my mom, she's in rehab for a brief amount of time, and she's like, she's being bullied. Wow. And it was, you know, you don't think about it, you know, because you always think about bully, oh, and children, you know, bullied. But, you know, she was sitting there, and it was like she was in, like, a high school situation. There was these little cliques. They literally said, oh, you can't sit here. You know, you can't be part of this program. And so our social worker actually went in with the daughter and helped get the woman signed up for different courses and just show that, you know, she had people supporting her, and it stopped, you know. So it was just, I mean, it's an amazing thing. And I think just having everyone band together and going with your grandchildren, I think, is a nice thing to do.
Right.
And it's just a beautiful beach as well.
You know, I feel that bullying, being a bully is really, the people that are bullies aren't confident in themselves.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And they always look to pick on somebody. Mm-hmm. And it's not generally one person against one person. They form a clique.
Group, right.
A clique. And you know that I was part of the mental health players for many years. And we did bullying. And don't think that even people, oh, the people are being segregated. Oh, she can't walk.
Yeah,
she
right, exactly.
She doesn't do anything. She doesn't hear well. There is always people being against certain people.
Right.
And that's very, very sad.
Yeah, it is. And that's why I just think it's important just to, you know, call awareness to it. And like I said, to be able to get, you know, children involved in something like this is just a wonderful thing.
Yeah. So. And you have to start. I mean, the fact that you're talking about somebody, you know, later on in life being bullied,
right,
you have to start young. Yeah. And this is a great opportunity for just to get the kids, like, how would you feel?
Right. And it's like I said, I say, you know, I mean, it's a beautiful beach too. So it can't hurt to be there. And just supporting a good cause, I think, is just a great program of the town.
You can scout out where Otto's going to have his family reunion.
That's right. That is right. And then, you know, I like to always promote what Project Independence has going on. And we have a bunch of our St. Francis cardiac screenings van will be going to a bunch of locations in June, which I just really want to stress, because it's, like I said, it's a free program. You don't need to register. You literally, you see the van at the location, you go in, you're able to get a brief cardiac history, your blood pressure taken. They do a simple blood test for cholesterol and diabetes screenings. And, you know, they'll give you referrals as needed, which I think is, you know, I mean, I'm always blown away that when I get the statistics after each thing, you know, there's been a good amount of people who have literally been referred to go to the hospital because they had no idea. They were just going to get, you know, screened on the van, and their levels were too high. And, so it actually saved them, which I think is just an amazing thing. So that's going to be on, the first one's Monday, June 1st, and that's going to be at the Great Neck Social Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The next one will be on Thursday, June 4th, and that's at the Manhasset Valley Residence, right on East Shore Road in Manhasset. And then there's another one that comes up later in June, but these are the ones that are going to be coming up next week. And then we have on Tuesday, June 2nd, we're going to have a program, which should be great. You know, we've had these women on our radio program before, too. It's called Simplify Your Life Through Organization, which I think is a popular topic for anyone.
Do I need that?
Well, it's really great, and they're wonderful. It's going to be presented by Judy Crabtree and Amanda Hill. They're the co-owners of So Simply Organized. And they're going to give you strategies, you know, I love that, you know, we talk about our golden nuggets all the time, and you're actually, you know, going to be able to walk away with just good concrete tips on how to, you know, stay organized, especially with the weather's nicer, you know, like, let's just freshen up and get things going. So I think we could all do that. And that's going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park, which is 1601 Marcus Avenue in New Hyde Park, on Tuesday, June 2nd at 2:30 p.m.
It's funny you just say this one. At the Port Washington Advisory on Tuesday, this came up.
Yeah,
see? And I forget what they were talking about. One woman said, yeah, but what, you know, we were trying to tell about kids getting involved, and basically it was just clutter. She says, yeah. But who can help me? I mean, and...
Well, you know what it is, too? I mean, we've had this topic on, you know, to varying extents, whether it's just, you know, the quick, you know, spring cleaning or, you know, the actual issue of hoarding. I mean, it's really a spectrum of things, and it's a big emotional piece that goes into this. I mean, I even know for myself, there are certain things that I'm just so emotionally attached to, and I can imagine, you know, you're living in your house for years upon years, and it's just so easy to just have things accumulated, and it's why I feel like it's important each year, you know, just to sit there and just be like, okay, what can I get rid of, you know, now? Because it adds up before you know it. I mean, I've only been in my house for like 3 years, and there's
it's packed
a lot. Yeah,
and if you buy a bigger one, right, within a year, that'll be packed. You say, where's it all going?
Christina, what's also important, they should help people clear their cupboards.
Yeah, right.
They have wine vinegar, mm-hmm, that can't be used anymore.
Of course.
There are spices that are not to be used.
Right.
It's not only clothing, it's a whole way
it's
of
living.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, but I have never heard of anyone helping somebody with their cupboards.
Yeah.
With their food, getting rid of stuff in the fridge, mm-hmm, that's not usable, or the older people can't bend to get to it.
Right.
But I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
We always think of clothing. I have one friend that lives a sparse life but very bright. If she buys something, she gets
right.
rid of
I
something.
I try to do that. I mean, I struggle a lot doing but I do try.
I don't do that very well.
Yeah. But like I said, you know, I mean, it's just, and you know what it is? You feel better too. Because I even know for myself, you know, I laugh because I just cleaned out my fridge and the cupboard did it. Because I'm like, you know, there's so many things in here. God only knows what's in here. And you just feel good. Afterwards, you like just feel accomplished and clear.
And you can make it work. You may have to wash some things. Give it to a charity.
Right.
Oh, sure.
Just don't dispose of it unless it's really gross.
Right,
really
right.
Nilly.
Right.
Give it to a charity. Somebody else, it will be something new to them.
Right.
And plus, they come and they, you know, there's so many organizations. You know I do. I donate a lot to the Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Okay.
And like they'll just come to your house. You know, sure, you just leave the bag out there, you schedule things. So, you know, it's great for a senior too who doesn't want to schlep a giant bag. And I mean they actually take some furniture. It's amazing. I was looking on the site. I mean, I had a big thing of clothes. They just came and picked it up. You know, so it just makes it easy. There's no reason not to donate. You know, it's so easy.
And it makes you feel good
when
you know that something went to somebody worthwhile.
Right.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah, absolutely.
And actually just to touch on one thing quick, when you're saying cupboard, people have to pay attention. I'm one of these people. We cook a lot, so you buy the bigger ones. You are better off to buy the smaller one. If you're a senior, you might pay a little bit more because the spice is no good after a year. I mean, so you have all these big bottles that you really should throw away, or after you've made the sauce, the soup, whatever, you say, this doesn't really taste that good.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you're putting junk into it.
Right.
So you're better off. They have them little, the small ones. And you have more room in the cupboard,
absolutely,
too, so to speak.
Absolutely. Yeah. And actually, you're losing money if you're buying a larger product.
And
you're throwing it away.
You're really losing money doing that. So,
absolutely.
I try to do that, John.
Yeah, no, it's important. No.
Yeah. We just ask that everyone tries, right?
Yeah, you got to do your best.
Yeah. One step at a time. But, and then we also have coming up on June 5th and June 12th, there's going to be a 2-week program on exercise for balance and strength to reduce falls. We offer this, you know, pretty much every month, you know, different spins on it, but this one's going to be a 2-week program. Winthrop University Hospital provides this service. And you're going to learn, you know, just tips on, you know, how to strengthen your body and that you actually do exercise. I mean, it's a very, very popular program. And on June 5th, it's going, and June 12th, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., is the balance assessment piece. And then following that, from 11:30 to 12:30, is the advanced fall prevention course. So, you know, you could sign up for either one based on, you know, your level. And that's going to be at the Yes We Can Community Center. So cool. You know, wear comfortable shoes and you know, make sure your health's okay to do it and call through on one and register.
And I think a program like that, if you can't do certain things, perhaps they will teach you how to use other parts of your body.
Oh, it's a wonderful, I mean, I've seen it. It's absolutely an amazing program. So it's right there, and you're in the community center, so it's definitely worth giving a shot.
Oh, yeah, no, stuff like that. Yeah. It's It's so important. Even when Matt was talking earlier, seniors are the ones that are more prone to get in trouble in a fire because they can't, you know, ambulate that quickly. And these are the type of programs that help you out.
Yeah.
Because even if you know you have to move a little quicker, you still got to be mindful and say, wait a minute, I don't want to fall. Right. So what's the best way to do it? And we've had people on the winter walking person.
Yes.
Simple things. But you learn. It's like, wow, I didn't know that. But that's adds a degree to safety to you trying to exit someplace or just to walk on a day like today, you know, and get some exercise.
No, absolutely. And that's what I think, you know, like, you know, we always think about, oh, slipping and falling. But, you know, just on a daily basis, that's why we offer this, these kind of courses throughout the year. Because just knowing, you know, just the little tips, like you said, it's not, it doesn't really, you know, obviously in bad weather, you know, you have to do a certain thing. But just in general life, I think it's important to do.
Actually, what we're going to do, which makes it easier, we're going to go into a break before we start the next thing. We only have about 60 seconds anyway. You're listening to the Christina Lou Show here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. And my co-host, which I didn't say before, was Mona. And we'll be right back.